I set my alarm for 4:30 instead of 5:30 so I could roll over, take a pill, and fall back asleep. I'd leave two pills on the nightstand with a glass of water every night. I could feel the pain in my leg, my hand, when I reached over to take the drugs. I felt it in my back, too, and sometimes in my shoulder. The water always tasted warm and dusty. It hurt to hold the pills in my right hand. At 5:40, I couldn't wait any longer. I couldn't be late. No, we couldn't have that. So I'd finally swing my legs to the floor. I'd put on my robe and limp into the kitchen. The trip to the kitchen lasted for hours. And picking up the milk carton from the refrigerator hurt like hell. This wasn't supposed to be happening. Not to me. Just pour the damn milk. I'd wipe the tears from my chin and sit down for breakfast. The doctor doubled the dosage. He was amazed that I needed this much medication. He told me to follow the directions strictly, strictly. "You can't take this in the morning the way you have been," he'd say. "You have to take them with food." That doesn't help when I'm crying from pain in the morning. "But I could get an ulcer," he'd say, "and I wouldn't want that." Of course not. I just wanted the pain to go away. I could still feel traces of the pain lingering in my bones. I'd sit up at night and just stare at the bottle. It was a big bottle, as if the doctors knew I'd be on these drugs forever. Hadn't it been forever already? I'd open a bottle, look at a pill. They looked big, too. Pink and white. What pretty colors. And then I'd think, if one tablet, 15 milligrams, could put me to sleep in the mornings, could make me dizzy, could take a part of my life away from me, then think about what the other 36 in the bottle could do. 1,800 milligrams. It could kill me. I wouldn't want that. Of course not. But just think, the bottle isn't even full. And when I'd feel my body start to ache again, I'd look at the clock. It would be another 15 minutes before I'd have to take another pill.